On today's episode of Tough Love, we explore betrayal trauma, the second of the five attachment wounds we will explore together over the upcoming weeks. I'm going to map out for you what betrayal trauma is and how it happens, and we will look into how betrayal changes us and the safety of our relationships. Welcome, everyone, to Tough Love with Dr. Laura Copley, a podcast where we explore all things related to toxic relationships, trauma bonding, healing, and transformative growth. I'm your host, Dr. Laura Copley, licensed professional counselor, relationship trauma expert, international speaker, and the author of the upcoming book, Loving You is Hurting Me. This podcast expands on my therapy approach with clients who are trauma bonded, and also my trainings to teach other therapists and healers how to untangle the trauma embedded in most toxic relationships. Your time to deepen your life and explore your relationships begins right now. Welcome back, everyone. So before we get started on the next part of our attachment wound series, I need to vent for a moment because technology hates me. So I had uploaded episode 6 a couple weeks ago, which was an introduction to attachment traumas and a brief overview of the 5 types of attachment ruptures we will be exploring. And I swear it was there, it totally uploaded, but then one of my closest friends messaged me the other day and saying it was missing. So bless her for already listening to all of my episodes, then I had to upload it again last night, and now, as you may see, I know this is true for at least Spotify, episodes 6 and 7 are switched, and now it will be forever out of order. I know that's a tiny thing, but it gets under my skin for sure. So if you are listening to this series later on, please make sure you give episode 6 a listen before moving forward, because that's just some foundational information. Anyway, today is all about betrayal. You know, the cheating and lying and backstabbing and breaking promises and breaking trust. Believing someone is your ally and then they do the one thing that makes them your enemy, all that stuff. It is painfully disorienting. My mother liked to read my diary. I hid it from her, but she had this mega superpower in her ability to find things. It served me well when I lost my car keys, but when you're a young teenager and your little snippet of privacy is constantly intruded upon, you know, that's something else. And she would rip pages out of my diary that she didn't like. And sometimes she would even hide my diary from me, making me believe that I had lost it. Because yeah, I totally lost things as a kid, a lot. Yeah, until I found my diary in her closet. Now, I know this doesn't seem to be a big deal in the scheme of things. I mean, it certainly was for a 14-year-old, but, you know, not compared to backstabbing best friends or cheating spouses. But this was the first time I was old enough and self-aware enough to have that what the fuck moment. This is not how it's meant to be. This is wrong. You're not supposed to hurt me like this, and you did it on purpose. It was encoded in me to trust my mother, as it is with all of us. We are wired to depend on our parents. So when we have a parent that goes against that nature and will, in my case, invaded my space and tore up things that were precious to me and shared my secrets with others, that's betrayal. We've all been there. And you know, probably most of us, let's be honest, have been on both sides of a betrayal. We have been the ones who broke an oath or a commitment, either verbally spoken or implied, that we had with someone. And, you know, we may have also been the ones paralyzed by the news that the person we thought was the safest in the world for us also turned out to have the capability of hurting us with conscious intent. Betrayals are not mistakes. They are intentional and conscious. And that's the kicker, right? consciously and intentionally making a choice that when it gets the commitment that we already established with someone. Betrayal is a breach of trust that can come in many forms, from infidelity in a romantic relationship to deception by a friend or a family member. It can be a deeply painful experience. Often it leaves us feeling vulnerable and angry and confused and hurt. It impacts us. It changes how safe we feel in our relationships, and it makes us suspicious of others. It makes us doubt. It makes us paranoid. So, when you are ready, here is your weekly dose of tough love. One of the most significant impacts of betrayal is the trauma that it can possibly cause. Now, for me personally, I didn't encode the betrayals in my life as trauma. I don't have a sense of paranoia around where my partners are, who they're talking to. I certainly have had the cheating partner in the past, and yeah, it hurt like hell to be lied to like that. I'm not saying that I'm immune to that. It hurts. Those betrayals were disorienting at the time, believe me. It's not that it didn't hurt. Of course it did. But my trauma imprint was abandonment. So all those times in my past that my partner was meeting up with multiple other women, I didn't get impacted by the deceit of it near as much as I was demolished by how he treated me when it was happening. So every time he had that new relationship energy with someone, that honeymoon phase with someone else, he would emotionally or sometimes physically abandon me. And then once that chemistry ended, once he actually got to know these women, he would have this, quote, realization of what he truly wanted and come back. It got old real fast. Everyone has their own imprint, even if we can experience multiple attachment ruptures. Betrayal can possibly be yours. Betrayal trauma is a form of psychological trauma that arises from the violation of our trust and sense of safety by someone we relied on or that we cared about deeply. This kind of trauma can be particularly difficult to recover from as it challenges the very foundation of our relationships and can lead to feelings of isolation and disconnection from others. So the thing that is healing and that's so human about us, our ability to connect and empathize and form these relationships at the very foundation, betrayal just demolishes that. And now we know that someone who makes a promise can, with conscious intent, decide to break that commitment just because something is new or exciting or pleasurable in that moment. There are many different types of betrayal, and the specific form that betrayal takes can vary depending on the nature of the relationship and the context in which it occurs. So let's go over some of those. And I want you to see like if you have experienced any of these in your life. Infidelity. This is perhaps one of the most common, well-known forms of betrayal. I think we think of this one automatically. And it occurs when one partner in a romantic relationship engages in sexual or romantic activity with someone else. Deception is another. Deception can take many forms, from telling lies or withholding information to manipulating or gaslighting another person. It can be particularly damaging when it occurs in close relationships like friendships or romantic partnerships, because all of a sudden, these people that you have loved for so long took away your right to be in touch with reality. We also have financial betrayal, and this can happen when someone misuses or steals money that belongs to another person, whether it's a partner, a family member, or a friend. We have emotional betrayal, and this occurs when someone we trust and care about deeply fails to provide us with the emotional support or connection that we needed and expected, or they actively undermine our emotional well-being in some way. This is when we expect them to be there wholeheartedly and they blindside us with something dismissive and unsupportive. We also have professional betrayal. And professional betrayal can occur when someone in a position of authority, like a boss or a mentor, a superior of some sort, breaches our trust or fails to act in our best interest. And then finally, there is cultural betrayal. And cultural betrayal can occur when an individual or a group of people feels that their values or their cultural identity have been misrepresented, belittled, or disregarded by others. So we'll let those soak for a second. Did any of those resonate with you? It's important to remember that each individual's experience of betrayal will be unique. Your experience will be unique. And what feels like a betrayal to one person may not be experienced as such by another. Betrayal can feel different for each individual, but in general, it can evoke intense emotions and physical sensations. So when you think of those moments in time where you were betrayed, what did it feel like in your body? What emotions came up? What thought patterns did you notice? We can feel paranoid, disoriented, confused, angry, devastated. We can be obsessed with finding answers, all the answers, every detail. We want to know it all, but then the problem is we never believe that it's enough. We never believe that we have the whole story. Here are some common feelings that my clients have shared with me when they have felt betrayed. You know, when someone we trust and care about deeply betrays us, it can be difficult to believe that it's really happening. It feels so out of touch with who they are. We may feel like we're in a daze or numb to our surroundings. I know for me, the experience, I almost started, things started getting dark and I got dizzy from the shock and disbelief of what I was finding out from the person that I thought could not ever hurt me, that it was not even possible for him to do so. Betrayal can trigger intense feelings of anger as we feel that our trust has been violated and our emotions disregarded. There's sadness and grief as we mourn the loss of a relationship or the trust that we had placed in another person. Because once a betrayal happens that ruptures the foundation that was built, you never have that same relationship again. Because now you will always know that person is capable of hurting you. Even if you decide to stay, it'll never be the same. Now, side note, this doesn't mean that it will be bad or it will be worse. We can grow from this and we can heal from this, but there's a type of mourning that happens when we lose the relationship we once had. We can experience shame and self-blame. This is common, actually. It's common for people who have experience betrayal to blame themselves or feel ashamed of their own vulnerability. They may feel that they should have seen the signs of betrayal, or if they did more, it would prevented them from taking that action, that somehow their worth isn't based on how that person treated them. So that betrayal communicates to them that they were worth disregarding in such a way. This is, of course, not true. But they may feel that they should have seen the signs of betrayal and somehow prevented it happening. We can feel fear and anxiety about the future, particularly when it comes to trusting others and forming new relationships. And then there are the physical sensations. Betrayal can cause symptoms like headaches and digestive problems and nausea, dizziness, and difficulty sleeping. So obviously betrayal can have a profound impact on our brain, body, and relationships. And this is why if it's severe enough, if we interpret it as extreme enough, it can get encoded in our body as trauma. Betrayal can activate our brain's stress response system, causing the release of cortisol and adrenaline. This can lead to symptoms like anxiety, depression, and difficulty concentrating. It feels like we're spiraling. The brain may also develop a hypervigilant response to future betrayals, leading to an increased anxiety and mistrust. The physical symptoms of betrayal can vary from person to person, but we can also experience loss of appetite and problems sleeping, and some people may even experience changes in their sexual function or have a decreased immune response. Yeah, like betrayal can ante up our libido because all of a sudden there's that competition, or it can completely demolish it. Or you know what, maybe you even experience a pendulum swing of the two. And when we have all of this stress in our body, we're more likely to struggle with our own immunity. So we get sick more often. It impacts our relationships. It can cause a significant breakdown in trust and communication with the people that we care about, that we're bonded to. It leads to feelings of anger and resentment and emotional distance between partners or friends. And in some cases, betrayal can result in the ending of relationships. You know, while others, it may take significant effort to repair the damage that has been done. Betrayal impacts our self-esteem and self-worth. It may cause us to question our own judgment and decision-making abilities and lead to feelings of shame or self-blame. And then finally, it can flood over into our social support system as we are now hesitant to open up to others or trust them with our feelings. This can lead to feelings of isolation and loneliness, further exacerbating the negative effects of betrayal. So obviously, betrayal can have far-reaching effects on our brain, our body, and our relationships. But it is a wound that doesn't have to continue impacting your life in these ways. It takes time to heal, absolutely. But we can learn to manage the emotions and physical symptoms that may arise and work towards repairing trust and communication in relationships so that they are no longer impacted by past betrayals. One simple but powerful way you can start the healing process on your own is through storytelling. And this is an activity that I encourage you to try if you feel comfortable. So you're going to do this either through writing or audio recording, video recording yourself. And I want you to tell the story of your relationship before the betrayal, the moment you found out about the betrayal, and what happened after you found out about the betrayal. And first, get that part of the story down. Write it all out. But you know what? That is not the end of your story. That is just where you are in the moment. You may feel scared, confused, and beaten down right now. But something does come after this. The resurfacing. The empowerment. The story where you not only survive this, but also find a way to bring purpose to the pain and live a happy life. So I want you to write that part of your story next. And I know you may not have reached this moment yet, but this is the purpose of this activity, to visualize and to create that next chapter for yourself. What realization do you come to? Write about it. What supports and resources do you call upon to help you along your way? What positive qualities do you discover about yourself in going through this painful time? How do you use those qualities to dig your way out of that dark place? What does it look like to have moved through the wound and actually healed it? What lesson is there to learn? Write it all down. Or record yourself speaking it, or you know what? For extra credit, you can do both. Why not? If this episode resonated with you, I encourage you to follow my Instagram account at Doc Copley for more free guidance on relationship trauma and healing. And don't forget to be looking for my book, Loving You Is Hurting Me, coming out in the fall of 2023. See you next time.